Ian's on the go. Morning to you, Ian.
G'day, PT. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Now, apparently you're in the workshop with your truck trying to fix the mount on a mudguard. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. The boys can weld it up for me while I sit around and talk.
Right, so you're not actually doing the fixing?
No.
Right, but you will be paying the bill, I guess.
No, they can fix it.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're not going to get charged for it?
Oh, no. Freebie.
Oh, jeez. Tell you what, you're in the know, aren't you? It's not what you know, it's who you know, Ian. Now, there's a reason for your call. You've got a bit of concern with the roadworks that are going on or actually aren't going on at the moment around Ballarat and District, haven't you?
Correct, mate. Yeah, I'm sort of looking at these roadworks and say the sign says roadworks day and night. And the funny thing is I haven't seen a machine or a person working on the roadworks in around 2 weeks, and I'm sort of wondering, our roads are in
pretty bad shape.
Yeah, well, that's the way I should have put it, yeah. And we're paying all our road taxes and everything else, and the businesses are copping it because we can't get into half of the businesses without hassle. And when you're trying to drive a truck around some of these places, it makes it real easy.
So what size truck do you drive, Ian?
I drive anything from a semi to a B-double.
Right, so you're driving the big boys. You're not mucking around here. You're not, you know, not little Tonka trucks. You're driving the big ones.
We're not driving billy carts. We're driving real trucks.
So you're talking about the roadworks in Sebastopol, which is absolutely hindering businesses out there like there's no tomorrow.
Well, you've got Sebastopol, Delacombe, and the ones there in Wiltshire Drive or Wiltshire Lane.
Yeah, which is the Carnham Road roundabout that they're turning into a set of traffic lights, which is exactly
correct.
What they're doing up at DTC. Now, I do know, Ian, that there are now rules and regulations where roadworks are concerned and the workers and the fact that if it starts to rain, they're in the shed, Ian.
Really? Yeah. So we're stuck like this till summer?
Yeah, we could be stuck like this till summer. Now, there's also another set of roadworks that you've spoken about out on the Western Freeway. Is it at Gordon where they've cut it down to one lane to fix potholes, but there's no one fixing potholes?
No, definitely not. They've just stuck all these hacks down the middle of the highway and
So we're dropping from 110 k's on the Western Freeway headed towards Melbourne, Gordon side of Melbourne, and you're dropping down to 40 k's to allow for roadwork to fix potholes, but there's no road workers there.
Correct.
What the?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand it. Now, add to all the confusion, I'm not actually sure who's looking at. Is it Vic Roads? Is it Regional Roads Victoria? Is it the City Council? Who's looking after which roadworks? That is also I don't know. I couldn't tell you, Ian.
It's sort of hard. I rang up our local council. I live just out of town a bit, and I rang our local council about a problem I had with the roads. And I got the runner in, and after speaking to about three different people, I got told it was Vic Roads.
Right.
So I got on to Vic Roads about it, and this is 18 months ago, and they said, yep, needs to be fixed. They sent a couple of blokes up, took a great deal of photos. Still, nothing's happened.
Ian, it's a problem that's becoming worse and worse and worse, and it's a problem that is continually complained about, yet doesn't seem to be rectified. I know businesses in Sebas are absolutely hurting from the roadworks that are going on over there at the moment, and they haven't been completed yet, and it still looks like a long way off. But as I said, you know, the rules dictate if it starts to rain, they're in the shed, apparently. That's what I'm led to believe anyway. Ian, appreciate your call, mate, and please stay safe out there on the roads and in the truck, okay? And hopefully that mud guard mount is now welded back into place and you're good to go.
I'm hoping, mate. Well, give me another 10 minutes. I've got to finish my coffee.
You have a great day, E.
You too, Pete.
Thanks for being part of the big show here at 3BA. And, of course, if you've got something on your mind, happy to chat to you about it too. 5332 1023. You can email the big show anytime, day or night, bigshow@3ba.com.au.